Beis Hashem is Bochum, begin Perek Esrim, the 20th chapter in the Hilchos Shabbos in the Sefer Zman, the Book of Designated Times, which in this Perek we discussed regarding the obligation of keeping Shabbos for one's animals or one's slaves. Ramgin's Halacha Alf regarding the prohibition of carrying a load on one's animal. Us lohitzi masal behem Shabbos, forbidden to carry out an animal with a load into the street on Shabbos, like it says in the Pasuk in Shema, it says, L'ma'an yunuch, so that you should rest. Shorchu your ox, b'chamarecha, and your donkey, b'chol b'hamtecha, and all your animals. So echad shor b'chamar, whether it's a donkey or ox, echad kol b'hamachai b'oifah, whether any domestic or wild animal, any bird, there's a prohibition of having them carry on Shabbos. Now, b'mhoitzel b'hema. Now, if he did carry out the load on the animal, ava b'shum mitzvah shvisas, although he is commanded regarding the animal to rest, in a like it doesn't get lashed, because its prohibition is only inferred from a positive commandment. It says laman yunuch, what's called any lav that's inferred from an essay has the positive has a qualification as a positive commandment, which one does not get lashes for. If someone goes chasing after to motivate the animal on Shabbos, is carrying a load, pot is going to be exempt. So this is where it continues from the theme previous parakim discussed in the last malach baitzah. Same thing applies to an animal, but one would not get lashes. Halacha base. Now, v'halei lav mefurish b'Torah. But isn't it an explicit negative prohibition in the Torah, not just a positive commandment? Shneimer says the pasuk in Shemayis Perkhav, le'sasecha malacha, you should not do any forbidden work. Ato you uvincha uvitecha, and your son and your daughter, avducha v'amascha uvemtecha, your slave, your maidservant, and your animal. That shle'yachrish ba ukayitze becharisha. That is referring to that the person, when he's doing a malacha together with the animal, it says, L'sazaka malacha ata, etc. uvemtecha. So when you're plowing with the animal, v'nimtza lav shenit la'asoz misbezen, that negative prohibition could be given over to be executed in court for capital punishment for one doing a malacha himself. I mean, look, you don't get lashes for something that could possibly be a misbezen. And the only one that's explicitly on the animal is a mitzaseh, and therefore there's no lashes. Halacha gimel, now regarding lending or renting or selling the animal to a non-Jew. So asli yisol, it's forbidden for a Jew, lahashel to lend or lahaskar to rent, behema gasel nachri, a large animal to, I mean, those type that are large, and cattle, to non-Jews. Shleyas b'malach b'shabbos, that he shouldn't do any forbidden work with the animal on Shabbos. V'rei mitzuvah shviz b'emdu, because he's commanded his animal should not be doing work on Shabbos. Moreover, asli chacham limka behema gasel nachri. The sages said it's forbidden to sell the large livestock to a non-Jew, because shema yashleyaska, because you might lend it or rent it. Meaning, when you sell, it's not your animal. But we don't let you sell it because you might actually lend it and rent it, and then it is your animal, and then there might be work being done with your animal on Shabbos. Now, v'machar, if he did sell the animal, we penalize him up until 10 times the amount of the value of the animal, and he has to take it back, get it back. Now, v'afel shavura imechun, even if the animal has a break, a broken bone, that it's not even fit to do work, you're not allowed to sell it as a gezera because you might sell an unblemished animal. But you are allowed to sell the animal through a broker, through a middleman. In the maskev, in the maskev, because the broker doesn't lend or doesn't lease, and therefore it's not going to get to come to confusion. So you're allowed to sell because that's not going to bring to lending and to renting. You're allowed to sell, however, to them horses. Because our source is only used for a person to ride on, not to carry loads. And a living person carries himself. So the horse is not going to be doing any malacha of haitza, because it's not considered carrying the person, because the person is considered carrying himself. And now, just like they said, forbidden to sell the large livestock to a Gentile, so do they say you're not allowed to sell to a Jew who he suspects to sell to a non-Jew. It's all included in the gzer. Now, but you could sell them a cow for slaughtering, and that they slaughter in front of the person. So then you know that they're not going to be using your animal for any work on Shabbos. Now, but you now sell unspecific, even a fattened up ox, which is generally always used for its meat, and you're not going to do work with it because he might wait, not slaughter it, and then it's going to become lean, and it's going to be fit for work, and he might come to do work with it, and this all including the gezerah of not to sell because you might come to lend or to rent. In a place where the custom is to sell them small livestock, like let's say sheep, which don't do malacha, you could sell to them. It's a place where the custom is not to sell because they were stringent on themselves not to sell small livestock because you might come to sell large livestock, which that was the gzeira. So then you will sell. Now in old places, you now sell to them large wild animals. Kamaisha Merklem Behemagasa, just like you're not allowed to sell them large domesticated animals. Ildevsaras is only again if it's through a broker. Halakha Vav continues regarding what happens if a person is stuck on the road and he has all this stuff and there's the prohibition of having his animal carry. But Misha, someone, it's getting dark and he's on the road, it's becoming Shabbos. And they didn't have with him a Gentile to do malacha for him. Sheitin like he said that he could give his purse to the non-Jew. But he had an animal with him. So what he could do is like this. He could put his purse on the animal when it was walking. So it never did an akira. When it wants to stop, he takes it off from the animal, so that it shouldn't stop with the purse on it. So it's not going to have a picking up nor a putting down, because when the animal starts and goes, starts and stops, there's no purse on it. So it's not going to have a kiran anocha. So the animal's not doing malacha, so you're not violating shvisa behemter. Now, you're not allowed to conduct the animal even by your voice, because as long as the purse is on it, it shouldn't be considered as mechama, which is leading the animal with a load on it on Shabbos. Now it's a rabbinic decree, they should not put his purse on the animal, this option that we described, only if it does not have a Gentile with him, because your donkey, you're biblically commanded regarding Shvi'is Behemter. A non-Jew, you're not biblically commanded, it's a rabbinic isser, but therefore we always choose the non-Jew before the animal. Now, if he had these three individuals, a deaf, mute, mentally arranged, and a minor, which all three are considered that they don't have intelligence, you have all those three with you, so manich kisa al chamor. You actually put your purse on the donkey, as we described. You don't give it to any one of those three individuals, even though they're not mitzvah in mitzvahs. Ultimately, they're Jewish people, and we don't want them to be doing the malacha on Shabbos. Let's say he had only a deaf, mute, or mentally deranged, and he didn't have an animal. To give it to the mentally deranged, he has no intelligence in that regard. But he have a mentally deranged and a minor. Again, you give it to the mentally deranged. If you have a deaf, mute, and a minor, then nice and lazy and to give to any one of them that you want to, because each one has, the deaf mute at least has a little bit of intelligence now, in contrast to the minor, but the minor is going to ultimately be adult, so each one has a reason why you would not give it, but in that way they're equivalent, and ultimately they're not mechuy b'mitzvahs, so in this situation, you're allowed to give them the purse, whichever one. Lahoisi my behema. Let's say the guy did not have an animal. Not a non-Jew. None of these chayr should be cotton. So what does he do? So what he does is he takes his purse, with all his money, he walks with it less than dollar amas at a time. Even if he finds a found object, he could take it and carry it less than dollar amas at a time. But before it came to his hand, I mean, he didn't pick it up yet. If he could just wait till it gets dark, wait till Matzah Shabbos. If he cannot, again, then he should go ahead and carry it less than dollar amas at a time. Lech HaChez continues regarding having the animal go out on Shabbos with the tools that are on it. So mutal limshach as a behema, one is allowed to pull an animal bemesig with the bridle, which is an iron chain that you put in the mouth of an animal to conduct it v'resen shalo, or with its reins, which is a rope that's put on the jaw of the animal that you tie on to direct it where you want it to go. It could go out with that, and you could carry it out like that lushus ram to the public domain on Shabbos. But who, as long as shetir uy lo iseresen, that the animal is fit for that bridle, for that rein. Could be, for example, sheir lasus, like a horse, you put a brace around its neck. Or the avsula gomel, or a rope that's tied on the mouth of the camels. Or the chatam, which is like an iron plate that you wrap around the jaw. Lanaka, which is a female camel. Or the sugar, which is a type of a brace around the neck made out of iron with chains hanging from it, like kela for a dog. So those are appropriate for leashes for these animals, and that's not considered a masli, that's considered appropriate addendum to the animal. You're allowed to go out with them on Shabbos. But let's say you take it an animal, with a rein, with a bridle that's not, it's not for the protecting of the animal. For example, you tie a rope in the mouth of a horse, which that's not what you usually use, usually it's around its neck. And it's actually not going to help to protect it. Well, let's say you use a bridle that it doesn't need, because El Mishtamer's Mepachasman, it actually could be protected with something less than that. You take out a donkey with the brace of that the horse used around its neck, which is way more than what the donkey needs. You take a cat out with this leash that's used for a dog, which is way more than the cat needs. Then it's a load, because any protection that's too much or too little, it's a load because it's not protecting it, either because it's not enough or it's too much. And therefore, that would be a problem. Halacha test. A person is not allowed to tie together camels one in the other and then to pull them. Even if they were tied on to each other from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to pull them that way on Shabbos. But he could take all the ropes and gather them all into his hand. Meaning just don't have them tied one to the other, but he could all hold their ropes all together in his one hand. But as long as the rope is not hanging down from his hand more than a hand breath, because then it looks like he's carrying a load in his hand, and it's not recognizable that it's because of the rein of the camel. Moreover, it has to be that the rope from the mouth of the animal up until his hand has to be at least a hand breath or more above the ground. Again, so it should be recognizable that the animal is being pulled by this rope. Now, says that why can they not pull camels that are tied one to the other? That gives the appearance as if he's taking them to the marketplace to sell the animals. That's how they would be taken and I'll sell on Shabbos. Or he's using it for sport over there, which are problematic the way it appears. Now, for this reason, you're not allowed to go out with an animal with a bell on its neck, which also gives the appearance that it's being taken to the market to be sold. Even if the bell was stuffed up, that it doesn't make noise, still, that would be problematic. An animal cannot go out with a bell on its garment, neither with a seal on its neck, neither with a seal on its garment, not with a strap on its leg, not with a ladder, a type of brace that they put onto its neck. A donkey cannot go out with a saddle cloth, unless we taught him from before Shabbos. And the camel cannot go out with a strip of garment that's tied onto the tail as a sign. That's tied onto the hump of the camel, or its tail. Unless it was tied on to the tail and onto the hump. And a camel cannot go out akud yad or akud regel with its leg or its foreleg bound, tied together. So to all other animals, you're not allowed to go out with like that on Shabbos. The chickens cannot go out with strings on their legs, which is a sign just that the owner should recognize them. Neither belabor too, now it's straps on their legs that they shouldn't break any vessels. And neither could lambs go out with these little wagons that are beneath their tails so that they don't get scratched on the rocks when they're dragging on the ground. Neither could the sheep go out with the wood that they place into their nostrils to make them sneeze, that the worms that are in their brain should fall out. And all these are forbidden to go out like them in Rosh Hashanah because they might fall, they might come to carry it in his hand in Rosh Hashanah. And neither could a calf go out with a small yoke that they put on its neck to humble the animal, that it should be easier to plow with it. Neither could they go out with an animal with the bit that they put in its mouth that it shouldn't bite or shouldn't eat like the top of a muzzle. And a cow cannot go out with the skin of a porcupine that they put on its nipples, so that the vermin should not suck from the nipple when the animal is sleeping. Now, it should not go out with a strap between its horns, whether it's for beautification, whether it's to protect it. Again, these things, they might fall and might come to carry them. Now, if there's a goat that they made a hole in its horn, it could go out with a strap that's tied into the hole on Shabbos, because it's tight. But if they tie it onto its beard, because it might pull it off, again, he might come to carry it in his hand in the public domain. And in case of anything similar to this, that you have this concern, would be forbidden. The rams, the male version, the rams, could go out with a piece of leather that's tied onto their male organ, so they don't mount on the females. Or the leather that's tied onto their chest, that the wolves don't pounce on their where their heart is, and with the cloths that are embroidered, which beautify them with that, they're allowed to go out with these these garments. V'recheles yetzis, now the ewes, which are the female sheep, they could go out va'al yeshalehen, and with their tails, are kashrut l'mal gabon, with their tails tied upwards on top of their backs, k'deish yalo lemas garments, so that the males do mount on them. But kashrut l'mal, they're actually tied downwards, k'deish lo yalo lemas garments, so that the males don't mount on them. And v'yetzis m'lupafes b'matlonias, they could go out wrapped in these cloths that cover them, k'deish yalo lemas garments, to keep their wool clean. Izim yaitzis, the goats could go out v'dadein kashrutas, with their nipples tied, to dry up the milk from them. But if they, let's say they were tied, that just that the milk shouldn't go out till you could milk it in the evening, then they cannot go out with that, because that type of cloth is not so tight, and it might fall, and it might come to carry the Amazrim. A donkey cannot go out with a saddle, because it does not warm it up, so it's not considered as a garment, even though it was tied on from before Shabbos. A horse cannot go out with the tail of a fox, and neither with a piece of silk that's dyed red for beauty between its eyes. And an animal cannot go out with a saddle bag, with a feeder bag by its mouth, which it's a basket full of barley that they hang on its neck, and it's had its mouth inside of it and eats, and it's a pleasure for it that it doesn't have to bend down. And b'lo b'sandal shabaragli cannot go out with the shoes on its feet. B'lo b'kamei yishen mumchal behema, neither with an amulet that's not a professional for an animal. Avol, but yitzhi be'egesh ragabe maka, he could go out with a bandage on its wound. Uvakas kasim shagabe shever, or with these two boards that they tie around the broken bone, that it doesn't move it until the bone gets healed. Uvashili hamadidelizba, or with the amniotic sac that's where the fetus is inside of it, that's hanging between its legs. You could also clog up the bell in its neck, and it could stroll like that in a courtyard, because they're not going to expect that it's going to sell it, but in the street it's forbidden, like we said in Halacha Yud. You're allowed to put a saddle cloth on the donkey on Shabbos. There's no problem about going through an extra effort on Shabbos, which is forbidden, because such an animal is always cold, even in the summer months, a donkey. And it could stroll in the courtyard, but again, not in the street, because it's not tied onto it. But you now tie on the feeder bag on its mouth on Shabbos, because it's only for its pleasure, and you now go through such an effort for that's not so necessary for an animal on Shabbos. Halacha Yidalit continues with the obligation of one's servant and maidservant also to keep Shabbos. Just like we said that a person commanded regarding his animal resting on Shabbos, so he's commanded regarding the resting of his servant and his maidservant. Now, although they have their own intelligence, when they do malacha, they're doing it for themselves. It's a commandment on us to guard them and to prevent them from doing malacha on Shabbos. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk, Laman Yanuch, so that they should rest. Sharchu, your donkey, your ox, v'chamerecha, and your donkey, v'nafesh, and they should rest. Ben am mascha, v'hager, the comrade and the son of a maidservant. Now, Eved v'amashad mitzvah mashvi sasam, the servant and the maidservant that were commanded regarding their keeping Shabbos, him avadim shemola b'tov l'shem abdus. They're the slaves that circumcise and immerse themselves in the mikvah for the purposes of being slaves, and the kiblu mitzvah shabbat mechayimen, and they accepted upon themselves the mitzvahs, the commandments that a slave is obligated, which are essentially like the mitzvahs that every Jewish woman has. But it's the servants that did not circumcise and did not immerse themselves in the mikvah, they only accepted upon themselves the seven Noahide laws. Then harim kigir teishim. Then they have the halacha like the resident convert. They're allowed to do malacha on Shabbos for themselves in public, the way a Jew has on the weekday. When we said that your Eved and your should not do, that was told out when they were like accepted the Mila and the mitzvahs like a woman. But that which did not accept, like a Ger Toshav, it doesn't keep Shabbos. They become a Ger Toshav. Now, however, we do not accept such a status of a Ger Toshav only at a time when the laws will be able to apply. Now, the question is like this. Since we said the Ger Toshav, he could do malacha for himself on Shabbos. And the Ger Tzedek and the true righteous convert, he has halacha like a Jew for all halachas, and obviously he's not doing malacha Shabbos. So, regarding whom does the pasuk mean when this is that the son of the maidservant and the ger should take a breather? But who? The ger tzedek can't do any malacha. The ger tayshav could do malacha. So, this actually refers to the resident convert that, yeah, he's allowed to do malacha for himself. But Shulikita is Chidush Yisrael. But he's the one that actually works to gather in the fields of the Jewish person, and he's his employee. Kamoy ben Amasa, like the son of his maidservant. Which Shulayasa Malacha li Yisrael Rabbi b'Shabbos. Yeah, he's not doing Malacha for his master, the Jew, on Shabbos. But yeah, for himself, he's allowed to do. And even if this ger was his servant, he could do it for himself. It's only for his master that's forbidden for him to do malacha.